Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brady moves up. He's hit. The ball jarred free. It's picked up by Philadelphia. Picked up on the play by Barnett. It was loose and Brady was trying to throw. He was hit. The ball jarred free. And Barnett, the rookie, picks it up for the Eagles.
That was the call in your home of the NFL all the time. It's 105.3 The Fan. Sean Shreve, RJ Choppy on a miserable Monday following the Super Bowl where Filthy gets their first Lombardi trophy. How does it change things, though, for Tom Brady and all the legacy conversation? That was the Patriots' only turnover and the first sack of the game. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053, unfair or not, and it's probably unfair. Michael Jordan and Joe Montana usually shut down a lot of arguments because they never lost in the ultimate game. Michael was 6-for-6 with NBA Finals, and Joe Montana was 4-0. LeBron James is now 2-4.
2-4. Wilt's also 2-4. If you want to take it back a little bit further than that, Larry Bird's 3-2. Of course, Michael, Jerry West is the worst. They won at 7.
And now Tom Brady is 5-3. So does 5-3 in a Super Bowl, LeBron James, we could put that to the side, but kind of the same argument. Does 5-3 now change Brady's all-time placement? I'll give you the stage first, Mr. Brady hater.
No. Listen, if you're out there, if you thought that Tom would have been put on the Michael level by winning his 6th ring, and he didn't win it because his defense gave up 41 points and he threw for over 500 yards, you need to stop watching sports. Tom's legacy did not move an inch because of last night.
He was awesome.
He got to the Super Bowl. You do not lose points for losing a Super Bowl or an NBA championship or whatever, because you got to get there. Like, that's the biggest thing. That's the most important thing, is to get to the championship. You get there. That's huge. What happens in that? I mean, in a 7-game series, a little different, but what happens in the Super Bowl? I mean, things go, I mean, you get weird plays. Like that Alshon Jeffrey interception that was so lucky from the Patriots' part. I mean, that could have changed the game. And how lucky is that? And that's just why judging guys based on a 1-game sample is just so fraudulent. My thoughts on Tom did not change a bit last night. He was terrific. I never thought he was the best. He has had, this is what I'll say, and I'm going to steal this from a Twitter guy, and I don't even pronounce his name. Brady has had the most epic career of any quarterback in history, even though he's not the greatest. Others have had more monumental careers, but monuments take years and years to build. Epic moments are easy to see, and they prop up real quick. Montana has had both the most monumental and epic, if you were to combine the two. So that's a really good way to look at it. Brady's had epic career moments that, like, Joe was consistent and he won. Manning had 4,000 yards and MVPs, and he built these monuments over years and years and years. Never had the epic moments that Tom had. But no, my thoughts on Tom didn't change. Tom's a great quarterback. Bill's a great head coach. Bill had an awful game. My thoughts on Bill don't change. Al Michaels had an awful game. He still made the greatest call in sports history. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. Doesn't change anything. I'm not going to freak out. Doug Peterson still named Doug, and he wears a visor, and he's still a bad football coach who had a good game, good year. Nick Foles still stinks. He's going to get overpaid.
No one else, in my opinion, could not lose a beat offensively after losing Brandon. By the way, we haven't talked about the legitimacy of the Brandon Cooks hit that knocked him out. Brandon Cooks, yeah, he had a stupid play where he tried to leapfrog a defender instead of using his 4.3 shakes in the open field to pick up an extra yard.
Got hit with a spine buster on that one.
But I don't even know if Aaron Rodgers can lose guys like Julian Edelman and Brandon Cooks and throw for 500 yards. That's greatness. That's what the Dallas Cowboys are not. What we have learned, the biggest takeaway I had of the Cowboys after leaving Radio Row in Minneapolis and talking to all these so-called experts, Nate Burleson said it best. It has to be perfect for the Cowboys. It all has to be perfect. It's like my analogy that TV show Chopped. Mm. You know, you get these random ingredients in a bag. You have to use every single one and cook a meal. And if you put a filet and a lobster and asparagus in there for Jason Garrett, he can cook it. Those are the perfect ingredients. It's kind of hard to mess that up. You throw in a piece of chocolate or a radish or a beet, and all of a sudden, chaos ensues. And Tom Brady can cook the meal with any ingredients. It was unreal watching his accuracy and the way he played yesterday. Again, without Edelman and without Cooks. It's amazing. The standard of Patriot greatness is so high. No one today is going to give them a pass for missing those guys.
And Brady was hurt still. He still had that. I mean, he still had his hand.
Yeah.
You know, he put some glue on it, which is normal. But you know, even just like in the Jacksonville game, in the first series or two, he looked a little off. Like he was lobbing the ball out there, and then he kind of got some zip on his ball. And I don't know if that was like a rope-a-dope or whatever. And then he didn't look off again until the very end. You know, when he was throwing a guy's feet, and that's because there was pressure on him. So this was a really great game from Tom. And I think he's completely overhyped. He's not the greatest, but if you thought he was before this game, you cannot take anything away from him. And if he didn't think he was, obviously you're not going to think he's any better.
I mean, you could think he's better.
I guess you could because he played so well.
I don't know how you could think he was worse. He couldn't have had a better game.
It was like, you know, the greatest respect I have for LeBron, the greatest achievement in my opinion, LeBron James. You know what I'm going to say? It's when Kevin Love and Kyrie got hurt against Golden State.
Oh, yeah.
We were in Gaylord, Michigan. I'll never forget where we were.
Gaylord.
We were in Gaylord, Michigan, watching the NBA Finals. And this man is willing. This is the Matthew Dellavedova team. The amount of scrubs that he was playing with against one of the great teams of all time, a record-setting team, and LeBron James carried them to a competitive series. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was thinking with Tom, even though he did have Gronk out there, making Chris Hogan a star again, but you lost Cooks and Edelman. And yeah, those are their two best wide receivers by far.
Wide receivers. You get to the fourth quarter, and I was like, oh, man, here we go again. Did you see how open some of those guys were? How do they get these guys so open? Like, how does that work? I mean, even the Eagles wide receivers are covered, right? They're covered. Game to hold. There was a play. Chris Hogan had 20 yards of nobody near him.
Multiple plays. Danny Amendola was the same way. Danny Amendola, the smallest guy on the field, and you look around, they've got him in the frame. There's no one else in the frame. And he's at like the 20. It's a 30-yard down the field pass. And you're wondering, how the hell does that happen?
And I'm getting all these Danny Amendola tweets. I'm getting all these Danny Amendola Cowboy Connection tweets.
Oh, no.
Save it.
Yeah.
Save it. Danny Amendola, in my opinion, he's a guy, okay? I like that he's from here. I've run into him on Cedar Springs. I know he's Texas Tech. He's a guy. He was an injury-prone guy throughout much of his career. The only reason you know Danny Amendola's name is because of freaking 12. That's it. That is it. The legacy does not change. It does not drop. If anything, you could increase it. But it cannot lower with the way that man played yesterday. And everyone was believing that if Brandon Graham didn't make that play with the strip sack, that he was going to go down and he was going to do it again. Roy, does it change at all for you?
No. And why would it? Now, I think Choppy eloquently, as a matter of fact, put it best, that he's probably not the best quarterback to ever play, but he'll certainly be the most accomplished.
Who's the best?
And I think from a talent standpoint, you've said this many times. I mean, I think we all agree that like arm strength and accuracy, like you wouldn't necessarily take, you might take Tom Brady's between the ears if you were building your perfect quarterback, but anything outside of that.
But you can be the best without having the greatest tools.
No, and
it's a separate argument, right? Who is the best, you know, Matthew Stafford runs circles around Tom Brady.
It's just in the way that you say it. And that's why I think the way that RJ positioned it as he will be the most accomplished. And if that is your definition of the best, then you're going to continue to say he's the best because he's been to 8 Super Bowls and that's as hard as it can be. And really hasn't even come close to being matched. I mean, it hasn't even been halved really for the most part. So Yeah, he's still the best. He's still the best I've ever seen in that regard, just trying to win a football game. You'd still take him over just about anybody else. But talent-wise, I think there have been more talented quarterbacks who I say could perhaps have done the same or better given Tom Brady's circumstances, but they weren't given his circumstances. So I can't give that. I can't give them that credit. Tom Brady is the GOAT still.
And he won the MVP again. Third time. At the age of what? Are you 40. Serious? The oldest player to win the award, 8 years older than the coach of the year. 40 years old. And Field Yates said at 40 years, 6 months, the oldest MVP in the history of four major North American sports leagues. Barry Bonds, 40 years, 4 months, when he won baseball's MVP in 04. 40.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I saw a stat over the weekend, and I'm going to have to go back and check this one out. Tom did not get a single offensive player of the year vote, but he won the MVP.
What?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
I
feel like they trend that
towards a non-quarterback.
Offensive player, non-quarterback, because from here to into perpetuity, it seems like a quarterback will never not win the MVP.
I'm sorry. Nope. Somebody updated. He got four.
Okay.
So Gurley got 37 of the 50. Antonio Brown got 8. Brady got 4. And DeAndre Hopkins got 1.
What about the Cooks hit?
You know.
Illegal?
No, I don't think it was illegal. It was.
Not at all.
Yeah. Cooks. Got to keep your head on a swivel, man.
Yeah.
He turned the wrong way.
He's running one direction. His head's looking the other way. Like, that is the first rule of football, is keep your head on a swivel. Know where guys are coming after you. And he should have known when he turned direction that that was a possibility. And I didn't think Kendricks either was trying to target him, because I didn't think he directed it at his helmet. He went shoulder to shoulder. I'm sure he got a piece of his helmet because Cooks was kind of looking that way again. His head was going the opposite direction of where his legs and his body was going. But no ill intent, in my opinion, and nothing dirty about it.
I just hate that he had to be out, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But look, Philly, look how many people Philly lost. And how do you not watch that game? I can hear Mike Bacsik. I can envision myself sitting next to him in the living room. Garrett could never do this. The Cowboys could never do this. They could never overcome any type of injuries like this. The offense would completely plummet and fall off. What's Jerry Jones thinking while watching this stuff? And it just sucks that they won it all with a backup. With the MVP gone, man, it makes me want to cry.
It's difficult.
And I didn't realize Doug Peterson was this good. I disrespected Doug Peterson because he matched wits. Actually, he outwitted the great Bill Belichick. And I was expecting to see a little drop-off after halftime. The vaunted halftime adjustments didn't happen.
Pats scored basically on every possession in the second half till the fumble. You know, for the first
they
20,
couldn't stop them, though.
For the first 28 minutes of the second half, the Patriots scored all the time. They could not stop. They couldn't stop the Philadelphia that much. But
the trick plays, the fourth down gambling,
taking advantage of the fact that Malcolm Butler wasn't on the field. Sports Illustrated has a great article about how the Eagles did that and what they did leading up to the game to focus on the areas that the Patriots couldn't cover them in.
Real quick, they've got to do something about halftime, though. It's too long. And it's too big of an advantage for the team that gets the ball first. You get 35 to 40 minutes to re-game plan. The championship should be no different than the rest of the games. You should get 15 minutes, a normal halftime. What do they always say about halftime? What does Babe always say about halftime? By the time you get in the locker room, go to the bathroom, get a banana, you're walking back out. Here you cool down, change jerseys, regroup. And I just don't think it's fair, to the team that gets the ball in the second half.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.